Yeah, fine. Sorry about that. I was rocking out with the JD Man Experienced iTunes playlist, which only I have. As you know by now, since I bring it up almost every boo. But that is not tonight's topic. Or today, you know, whenever you're listening to this. See, today's topic is the JD Man on his endless hunt to find a place that will cut hair. But there is no longer such a place. See, the JD Man went to 3 different places that cut hair and ran into the same problem every time. So, alas, no hair was cut. I might have looked halfway decent for those VU videos. But that's not the case now. So, when you sit there and listen to my answers to your questions and think, why? Get a haircut, you dirty hippie. Yeah, I got that question. Only it wasn't phrased so nicely. But anyways, why is it when you walk into, like, the Sports Clips or the JCPenney haircutting place or the, what's that cheapo place that's a chain? Like Fantastic Dave's or something or other? Yeah, it's real funny. You walk up there, talk to a lady. Yeah, I'd like a haircut. Okay, well, here's this form. What? Yes, we have to see, we need your name and where you live and your phone number and your social security number and your bank routing number. And I'm like, no, I'm here for a haircut. I'm not applying for a mortgage. But no, see, it's explained to me like this. Well, we need this information, so it'll be easier for you to contact, or for us, no, that's what it is, for us to contact you when it's time for another haircut. Yeah, 2 things. First of all, I will let you know when it's time for a new haircut. And second of all, if you don't stop asking me these stupid questions and making me fill out this dumb form, there's not going to be any first-time business. Well, then I'm afraid we can't help you. Now, this would be hilarious if you're not the guy trying to get their hair cut. I mean, what is there? Is there like a terrorist haircut watch list now? Yes, here's this name and addresses of all these known terrorists. You are not allowed to give them a haircut. And you are to inform the FBI immediately if they try to get one. You know, I guess trying to make your appearance look a little better to some people is a federal case now. Oh, it's that JD man again. Darn it. Tell him no haircut. And we mean it. And if he tries it again, we will throw him in the dungeon. And make his hair grow as long as possible. So it gets so long that he's standing on it. I don't know. Maybe somebody can explain this to me, but this sounds like the biggest load of BS I think I've ever run across. And if you're a regular listener to this booze, you know that's true. But I am done with this boo now, and hopefully you had a better day than I did. Talk to you later.